A former NYPD officer who was accused of spying for China now wants his job back after prosecutors suddenly dropped all the charges last month. WCBS reporter Steve Byrne spoke with the officer, Bemidaji Ongwong.
Prosecutors dismissed your case last month after 2.5 years. Have you heard anything as to why it was dismissed? Have they given you any specifics?
No, sir. That's one thing we want to know. And we are going to work the hardest we could to find out the answer, because this is not only for me. As an immigrant, I voluntarily joined the Marine Corps. I volunteered to go to Afghanistan. I volunteered to join the Army Reserve, the NYPD. I keep serving. I'm doing the best I could to serve because I love America. America is so great to me. And because of their anti-Asian or abuse power attitude, they did this to me, then tomorrow could be anybody. You know, I know some people might think, oh, you know what, it's just him. No, it's not really me. It's this very wrong culture going on in our government.
Before your case was dropped, prosecutors talked about these overly friendly conversations that they said you had with officials at the Chinese consulate. Can you go into what those conversations were about?
So for any Tibetans who's holding a foreign passport, who's applying visa to go back to Tibet or go to China, they have to go through this process. That's the reason why I speak to him, because my family never saw my daughter. My daughter just turned 5, and I was looking to get a visa.
So beyond the search for answers around this prosecution, it sounds like you also want your old job back. Is there any prospect of that?
Yes, I just can't wait to go back. I love the NYPD, and I have many NYPD brothers, sisters were supporting me as an immigrant myself, as a community member. If I could serve and if I could help the community, that would make me a very, very happy guy. And it's a privilege, and I just can't wait to go back to work.
Federal prosecutors have only said charges were dropped due to, quote, new information. A spokesman declined to comment any further.